It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Back to Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSL Sports. Final segment of the show before we turn it over to network coverage of BYU at San Francisco, the Dons and the Cougars. And we're going to give some predictions and preview the game a little bit as the Cougars, as I said in the last segment, I think this is really their last road challenge. Now, you might think that maybe it's Portland. I don't think so. I think it's San Francisco. They gave St. Mary's a little scare Thursday night as they were leading the Gales 28-25, and then they went on and St. Mary's took that game. But this is a sneaky, interesting game, but I think BYU is going to get it done. I like BYU to be in control throughout. It's not going to be a blow-up, but I like BYU by 10.
Yeah, BYU's oddly enough favored by 3.5 points in this game. Kind of low, lower than I was expecting, Matt, not going to lie. But if you're into that sort of thing, not that we're condoning that here at KSL, but BYU's favored by 3.5 points.
No comment.
And I think BYU's got a chance here to get a really good statement win. The Cougars San Francisco is a top 100 team in the net ranking. So, and for those of you that are unfamiliar with those, or not familiar, excuse me, the rankings that the selection committee uses when evaluating these teams. That's the primary ranking, is the net. So when you're talking about a team that's net ranking 100, that equals a quadrant two game for BYU. Ideally, you want as many quadrant one and quadrant two games when putting together your NCAA tournament resume. So this is a big opportunity for BYU, and I think they're going to get it done, Matt, just because Yoli Childs, whenever he's in a game that he doesn't get injured and he's not suspended, BYU's going to win. Like, the only game that they've lost where Yoli has played was Utah, and he got cramps.
And he didn't basically play the second half.
We were talking with KSL Sports' Trevor Allen, I think, earlier today, and we were talking about that game. It's just like, BYU would have rocked Utah.
Double-digit win.
With Yoli. I mean, just because, not speaking bad about Utah, because they're a pretty decent team this year, but Yoli was on that ultralight beam, like Kanye West style. He couldn't be stopped, man. He had like 27 points with like 10 minutes to go. It was insane. So, yes, I'm expecting BYU to win today. I think BYU 81, San Francisco 75. I think it'll be a solid competitive game throughout, but I think BYU pulls away late and gets that win and gets a little bit of breathing room to get that win.
How many more challenges are there on the road, in your opinion? Are you with me? Is this the final challenge, or do you think there's a few more?
You know, when you said that, my first thought was, that can't be the case. But when you look at the schedule, yeah, it's got to be. I mean, Portland, they're a scrub. BYU's going to roll through them.
Right.
Loyola Marymount, maybe.
No. Like,
they always give BYU some problems, but they should win,
not
right?
Not this BYU team.
San Diego, Jenny Craig Pavilion, the Slim Jim. Like that's always a tough game to win at. So I think that, yeah, this is the toughest game in terms of quality of opponent. You're going up against a team that's coached by Todd Golden, who's a Randy Bennett disciple. First year as a head coach. He's 34 years old, a young guy.
Wow.
Looks like he's like a 20-year-old. He's a young dude, but he's a really good coach. Very promising. And this San Francisco team is pretty good. They're 14-7 on the season.
Yep.
Thursday night, they lost to St. Mary's by 10, 58-48 in Moraga. We know how tough that place is to get a win. So I just feel like, you know, BYU, this is a built different team than years past. I just feel like these games in the past, BYU, I would say, loss. This is going to be an L. Chalk it up, a big L. They're going to go into War Memorial Gymnasium, and they're going to lose to the Dons. Not this team. I just feel like Mark Pope, when he said last week, I think it was a quote after the game against, who was it, San Diego, and he said that, I genuinely believe that my guys, like, every single game is the biggest. I might be my naive on my part, but I genuinely feel like he's genuinely getting them to buy in that every game is truly the biggest game of their lives, regardless of the opponent. I think BYU will be well prepared, and they'll be ready to fight right out of the gates.
And we've seen that. I mean, you think about that Pacific game where Jake Toulson was kind of barking at the Pacific coaching staff and celebrating that big run. That game mattered to him. And some of that was, I think, some of the antics at the beginning of that game. But there's so many ways for this team to get motivated. And what I love the most about this team, Mitch, is, yes, you've got the top-end talent. You've got the Yoeli Childs. You got the Jake Toulson. It's the depth. You got TJ Haas, Alex Barcelo, Zach Selius, Dalton Nixon, Colby Lee, man. I mean, there's so many options that if Yoeli Childs doesn't have a great game, that doesn't concern me because there's other avenues to go. And so I don't see this team slipping up at all the rest of the way, and then it comes down to the St. Mary's and Gonzaga games.
Yeah, I think so as well. And I think one of the big storylines from this game today, TJ Haas, tip of the cap to him. Barring any unforeseen circumstances between now and 3 o'clock coming up at War Memorial Gymnasium.
So now in a couple minutes?
TJ Haas is going to set the career Ironman streak, starting in his 123rd consecutive game, passing Jeff Chapman for the most consecutive games to start in a BYU career. I mean, we see it with Yoeli, all like football, this team in basketball this whole year. Everyone's been getting banged up, but TJ Haas has been that mainstay, and that is a heck of an accomplishment for TJ Haas to do that.
And what he means for this team, it's similar to Yoeli. You can't really put a value on it. His ability to pick up the scoring load when Yoeli is out, and when Yoli's there to step back and distribute, it's impressive stuff. And congrats to TJ on a great career, and there's more to enjoy. So that wraps it up here on Cougar Sports Saturday. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte. We're going to turn it over to BYU Greg Wrubell basketball coming up next.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.